course, most of the houses was high enough that we could look underneath and see which way they were running, you see.
We used to play that a lot. That was fun. And then we played, we played baseball.
Did you ever stick a post up in the ground and pitch things at it and try and hit the post?
No, I saw them do that though, with a horseshoe or like a, you'd pitch it over.
Yeah.
I saw them, we know
horseshoes?
You take a horseshoe, I saw them do that. And they'd pitch it over, you see. Of course they had other tools, I guess, that they would use for purpose for that, but we used a horseshoe for that. And we used to play drop handkerchief and all kind of little things like that, you know, that they don't know anything about. The people these days, they don't know a thing about all that.
Yes, ma'am.
They like to get in the car and go.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all silly.
It is. Well, that's what I say. We was raised poor, but we enjoyed ourselves. We'd get out, a bunch of us, and go out and go and dig a few potatoes, sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes, and we'd go build us a fire somewhere, and we'd cook those in the ashes and sit there and eat them and all like that.
Mr. Bush told me about the quilting party y'all would have.
Yeah, we used to have quilting party when, you know.
That's a nice...
Yeah, they don't do like, it's not like that though.
Yeah, what do you call that? That's a...
That's a spread.
Spread.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you ever see those kind of things that would go from one end of the bed? You put your head on a what?
On a bolster.
Yeah.
My husband wouldn't sleep without a bolster. He had to have a bolster and a pillow.
I got a brother that won't sleep with anything on the bed.
Any pillow or bolster, nothing?
No, ma'am.
I got to have a little pillow about like that on my head.
Yeah.
I don't like my head way up.
But a bolster went
all across the... Mm-hmm. You don't see any more of those now. They just make pillows now.
Yes, ma'am.
And then for like this, instead of using the pillows, they take the pillows and they hide them somewhere, and they have a thing that they make now to go from one side of the bed to the other, out of pasteboard, just like a bolster. And you put that on there. You don't have to, you just put it on top. When you get through making your bed, you just put it on top of your bed like a bolster. It's the same color of your spread.
When there wasn't enough beds for people, would you ever make something on the floor for somebody to sleep on?
I still do that. When my family come from Houston, they all come the same time, you see. Well, we have to have enough bed for each one. I have my couch in there, I open it up, I put a mattress on the floor, and I have two beds in the back. Each one's got to have a bed. And when we were kids, we slept four and five in a bed. Sometimes we couldn't get in like this, we had to go like this. But we enjoyed it. We really enjoyed it.
You ever make pallets on the ground?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like we'd go out and bend trees over. You know, they had little trees growing about. Oh, maybe some not as tall as that window, some taller as that window. And they were about 4 inches. And we'd take these trees and bend them over and make little houses when we were young and playing there.
Yeah. Did you ever hear people going up trees and swinging in them?